You know which one that we both agreed about was a good one? With Will Ferrell, something to the where he goes into the fucking a different dimension.
Oh, I love that one. Land of the Lost. Holy, you should sit on it. Yeah. Do you believe? Do you believe? You gotta do it like auto tone. Do you believe in love?
Oh, man. And what was the little buddy's name again? The
monkey? Chaka.
Chaka.
You saw the fish Chaka, Chaka? Don't be fucking with me, Chaka.
What's that song that was played? That fucking, his
God, touch? I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many boys, how many girls? God, I hope I get it. I hope I
Why
get
are you not song?
Fucking show tunes?
And when he gets back to Earth, he fucking makes a book in your fucking face to that one fucking guy.
Or Biden, oh, yeah, he's like,
Biden, Mr. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that one scene where Chaka's only singing?
He always has his own name, though.
No, I know, yeah. But like, he's in the show tunes in the lava at the top of the uh-huh. fucking thing trying to get the tachyon amplifier.
Yeah.
How do I know that? He's trying to get the tachyon amplifier. And the pterodactyls start waking up. And he has to sing the song because the show tunes go
on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then fucking Chaka out of nowhere is like, I really need this job. Please, someone do this job.
Oh, fuck. I gotta rewatch it, bro.
Sounds fucking yeah. funny.
And that, there's that one scene where Will Ferrell's in that different dimension against the alien. He's like, I used to be in wrestling. Yeah, JV.
Yeah, JV. Yeah. Jesus. Dude, I love that. Yeah, that movie is so funny.
It is. I didn't even watch it in the theater. I remember like when it first came out, oh, it kind of looks like kind of looks stupid, but when it came out on like, HBO or whatever.
I was dying though when yeah. I watched it.
I think when I first watched it, I had it on DVD or something. I cracked the fuck up, bro.
It's so funny.
So good.
Hey, fellow listeners. Ever want to start your own podcast and meet Han Jobs and a gust of hemorrhoids with executive producer Woo? Come down this Saturday at 4:22 a.m. at the Marriott in DTF, hosted by 3030 Podcast. See us get shut down selling explicit glizzies and canned coochie. Till then, clench those buns, let's have some fun, enjoy.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the 3030 Podcast. I am one of your hosts, August. The other is Hanson. And our beautiful producer, Andrew. So, like I said, speaking of movies, what are we doing today?
What is our theme?
Today, our theme is, since we're all like technically movie buffs and we love comedy movies, we're going to rank 30 movies from S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, and D tier. These are all some of our personal favorite movies. So we also have to rank them. So that means some of our personal favorites will have to be in D tier based on...
And move down. Yeah.
Move down, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's only five columns, and six movies per column.
30 divided by 5 is 6. Quick math.
Columns.
So only columns. 6 movies can go in S tier, so we can't put every single movie in S tier.
Fuck. It's going to be a challenge for sure.
Yeah, and we all pick like 10 each, so mm-hmm. we're going to try to figure it out and compromise.
For sure.
And we can battle it out too. Having fun, hopefully doing dumb quotes, and then also just seeing where we get.
It'll be fun to reenact some of the scenes too. That made us laugh.
No, it's okay. It's cool. That's cool.
Why?
No, it's fine. It's great.
Okay, so the first movie is going to be Happy Gilmore.
Ooh, a classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Would that be S tier though?
I got to say that is my favorite of his movies.
Of all of his movies.
I think so, bro.
You know what? It is a classic for sure. I can admit that's one of the like his like best comedies.
Okay, because I think classic ones
like Billy Madison,
Mr. Deeds is a good one, yeah. But it's like a little lower. Like if you're thinking not like the best. Big ones, yeah, yeah. You're thinking
Big Daddy, yeah,
Happy Gilmore,
yeah,
Billy Madison,
true, the trifecta,
yeah,
yeah,
the Holy Trinity,
yes,
the Jewish one, the three that almost complete the Jewish star because it's two triangles.
That's right,
right. Hebrew. I know my stuff.
I was trying to think of the top, and I forgot what was the name of that. Dreidel, there we go.
The dreidel?
Dreidel, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So where should we put the movie Happy Gilmore?
We can keep it in A tier for now.
For now, A tier? Yeah. Okay.
But what makes Happy Gilmore so good, though? Like, why is it in A tier?
Fuck. Just...
I think throughout the movie is very quotable.
Yeah.
There's always something stupid.
Yeah.
It's a classically... I would say the way Sandler does things when he's just like... He does everything you want to do,
yeah,
but you can't do in real life.
Yeah.
True.
Where he's remember when he's golfing with what's his face, the celebrity?
Oh, the guy with the Wheel of Fortune,
Bob Barker.
Yeah, and he's like, that wasn't very nice. And then they start punching. Yeah, each other. Yeah, that's like.
I just think he has a good storyline too behind it. So just overall,
his grandma's losing his house.
Yeah, his grandma's losing the house.
I think that's a very shitty story. It's bad writing, but it's good. I mean, it works.
He's trying to be a hockey player, but he sucks at.
Mister.
Oh, she's a Mister. Ben Stiller comes out of that too.
I Ben remember. Stiller's yeah. role. Oh, fuck, dude. Ben Stiller's role in that is like my favorite.
You're going to go to bed, or else I'll make you go to bed.
You're going to go
to
sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
Oh.
I'll give you a warm glass of shut the hell up.
He's such
but
a
my, he was like, but my fingers are. Well, now your back's going to hurt because you pulled landscaping. Dude. Yeah. Dude, he's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just a good movie overall.
I think we could put it anywhere right now, right? It's the beginning of the list.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? A tier?
A tier.
Let's put it in A tier for now.
Happy G. Happy G.
Happy G.
Okay,
G.
I think we'll go with
that. A tier for now.
A tier.
Okay. Just put something on the board.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, next movie.
It's going to get hard, dude.
I know, that's why.
Like me.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Oh, fuck. Dude, why are you hitting us with
these? You fucking bitch. Dude, I went to the theater 5 times, and I paid 5 times to go see that.
Dude, that
that's how much I love that movie.
What's really funny is like I wasn't allowed to watch a ton of these as a kid, like at all.
This came out when we were in high school.
No, I know, bro.
Yeah,
that's how like fucking constrained I was. I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I remember I got to watch Step Brothers the first time when it was already out on DVD.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to watch it.
Oh, okay. Did you go to someone's house? Or did
no,
you
my out? Mom kind of was like. I think you're old enough. She's like, it's a little bit much, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, yeah, dude, this shit is hilarious.
You know the beginning scene where he makes nachos?
Yeah.
And then his mom's getting ready for leaving for work. And I'm watching the lady. And he's watching the fucking work over here. He's like,
what is it, the news?
No, no. This lady's working out.
Oh,
I'm watching the lady. Adrian's blue Powerade and then nachos in the morning. I was like, that's fucking disgusting, dude.
You know, my favorite part, which is like so funny, is the what's his face? Adam Scott?
Yeah. Oh, when yeah.
He's just such a piece of shit. I love him in it.
I haven't had carbs since 05.
You look like you want to hit me.
Hit me in the fucking face. Boom.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to put this one out on a limb. I think it's like S tier.
S tier. That's one of the few movies where I was cracking up the whole time. I was just dying. Every line was just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we can quote the whole movie ranks it to one of the top comedies.
S tier.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next one is Zoolander.
Oh.
This one will always be one of my favorite movies. That movie is gold.
It's legendary for sure. Yeah.
Feel like I'm getting the black lung pop.
What is this? A school for ants?
Yeah. The school has to be at least 10 times bigger than this. And then Will Ferrell's like, he's absolutely right. You know I get farty and bloaty with foamy latte. Orange mocha frappuccino.
I had to watch it on DVD. My mom wouldn't let me watch. Because like that came out when we were like kids.
Dude, I had to close my eyes too because there's a scene where she's getting gangbanged.
What?
Yeah, dude. It's Ben Stiller's wife, dude. Do you guys remember?
Oh, fuck, dude. No.
And then Ben Stiller's like, you know, there was a point when she was sandwiched by the English dwarfman. And she's like, I really thought I could really be with this girl forever. He's like, that's love, muchacho.
Damn.
Dude, I couldn't watch that. Oh, okay. And then, like, the whole scene where he's, like, in the spa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Kantika, Inka, Bogovin, oh, nah.
Is there a scene where they're trying to turn on the computer and they Yeah. You come like, yeah,
doing like 2001. Yeah. It's Odyssey.
Oh, shit.
It's in the computer?
Yeah.
Dude, Owen Wilson is so good in that one, too.
Yeah. Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson were always like that. One, two, duo. Punch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and all my best friends died in a freak gasoline accident. Yeah. Yeah. But they're spraying.
You don't care about anymore. All the friends you lose, or you leave blood, dead and bloody along the way, just so you can make a name for yourself as an investigatory journalist. No matter how many friends you lose, that you leave dead or bloody along the way, just so you. You
wow.
That sounds.
You are honorary.
Really, really ridiculously good looking. I love. Dude, I love Zoolander.
Damn.
That's like an S tier for me, but I don't know if you guys are like agree.
I want to say A tier.
I want to say A tier too. Okay. Just because it is, I feel like, one of like Benzo's best role. Mm. But for now, let's see where we can just place things.
Yeah. Yeah,
because things can still move around. Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Damn. That was they had an orgy and there was. Rated PG-13.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, but the orgy was they were like spinning each other. It looked like they were just like cameras spinning around. And then it showed the Mongolian guy. He's like, ah. Like, dude, how do you. Dude, this is so funny. Someone else that's listening to this has to have seen Zoolander that knows this is a total gangbang scene.
I'm sure.
Okay, so yeah. We got Step Brothers S tier.
Yeah.
We got A tier, we got Happy Gilmore, and Zoolander so far.
Okay. Next movie on the list is White Chicks.
Oh.
I don't know one person that doesn't like White Chicks.
Yeah.
I love White Chicks.
Everyone loves White Chicks, dude.
And can quote something.
Yeah.
And Terry Crews.
That, dude, he killed it.
I miss you. Everyone does that.
Yeah. You know what relationship reminds me of you and me, though? The fucking other cops. Hey, if you could bang Paula Abdul or if you could bang Rosie O'Donnell, who would you bang? Oh, man. Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, it's like, oh, you're sick.
You're well,
what,
sick,
what
man.
About you? Oh, we gotta go.
Yeah, he doesn't answer.
I'm like, that's fucking you and me. You're sick.
Yeah, I would do a pointed question to set you up for sure.
But that those characters made me laugh so hard too.
Those are the what brothers again?
The Wayne's brothers.
Yeah. So fuck, dude. I just thought of him. Any time I think of him, the only thing that goes into my head is the this movie's so bad. The haunted house one.
Oh, that is on our list too.
Scary movie.
Scary no, movie. No, not that one. Oh. Not that one. The one where it's supposed to be.
It's called. I think The Haunted House. It's
right.
Haunted House. Yeah.
Really? When did
and
it
it's,
come
out? And it's a Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Annabelle. But the scene I cannot get out of my head. I remember my friend showing me this. Who was it? I was scarred for life, bro. Because like, it's when he's smashing Annabelle. And he's like, oh, you like that shit, huh? And he's like doing all this like nasty stuff. And he's just fucking a puppet. He's like, oh, I gotta take the con off. And he's just like, eat that booty. He's like, oh, yeah, eat my booty. And he's like eating her. Dude, he's ass naked fucking a dog.
He does that shit in Scary Movie too. Yeah, with a clown, right?
No, that's the other brother.
Bro. Huh?
The other brother.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
It is not as graphic, dude. Okay. And then he's like, I got a wet towel, clean you up. And he's like, it's okay, girl. And then he's like, and I got a dry towel. Dude, it is so bad, dude.
Oh, fuck. I didn't see it, dude. Oh, shit.
I remember it now.
Oh, man. Dude, it's a parody movie. It's
yeah,
parody.
It was graphic. And I was just like, what the fuck is this, bro? But I can't think of any other Wayne's Brothers movies. But just him. That's Martin, right?
Marlon
Wayne?
Yeah.
That's the younger one.
The younger one.
Yeah.
That one was... Oh, dude, that's so graphic.
Shoot, white chicks though. Man.
Shit, dude. Just by popularity, should we put A tier? Just because of...
Dude, we're putting everything in A tier.
No, I think we should go B.
B tier? Okay.
Because it's like really good, but I don't know if it's like Step Brother good or
that's
like...
true.
But it is a timeless one for a lot of people.
Yeah. Let's put B tier.
B tier just for now? Yeah,
for now. Okay. Let's see what else we got, and then we can always rearrange.
Because we still have to rearrange everything else. Yeah. Next one, Pineapple Express.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I love that movie so much, man. I used to watch that after I graduated high school.
Talk radio?
Yeah. Oh, so boring. Oh, the car committed suicide. How do you think they're gonna find us?
He's seeking Barracudas. Can't they like triangulate?
They're checking us on the phone. Throw it. Where the where?
I don't know, man. I was aiming for the tree.
What tree?
That one. Dude, when we first started the podcast, the first thing I said into the mic was like, new beginnings.
Oh, yeah. New chapter, friends.
Love lost.
Yeah.
You ain't got no style, but my favorite thing is when he's when it first introduces what's his face? James Franco.
Oh.
And he's like, I thought hurricane season was over. Yeah, and then he's also like, he's like, what is he doing by himself? He's my second favorite civil engineer.
Oh yeah,
he's like, he's saying across the fucking truck. You make me smoke this by myself.
Yeah. You can't fucking leave me.
I can't even light this on my own, bro.
I need your help. All right, I'll smoke with you. Oh shit! Blast off!
Chicken fries. That reminds me of you, bro. That's us, dude.
I think that's you guys. You guys should be that for straight Halloween. Up.
Which fucking Dale Dan and fucking what's Saul. Saul, yeah. Andrew's are red.
Chicken fries.
He's like, ooh.
August is like,
get the fruit bowl.
August is like, did you break it?
Did you print it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
So you're like a servant or a butler?
Yeah.
Shine shoes.
You shine shoes.
Wait, am I Dale or your Dale?
You're Dale.
Oh, I'm Dale. Okay. You're Saul?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Saul's the good one.
What the fuck?
You're the one that dates the high schooler.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I wish I didn't hear that. You fucking monkey-looking prick.
Yeah.
Hey, you have T-minus.
Hey, I'm a teacher. Yeah. I'm a teacher. You can't talk to me like that.
Yeah, well, here you go. Oh, shit.
That's an S-tier movie, 100%.
S-tier.
It is one of those comedies that had no sexual references in it. And it, like, a lot of comedies do. And sexual humor is really funny in general, right? It's good, but it's like, that comedy stood on its own without it.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like, one thing.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing they had was the sexy little lady cop.
Oh, yeah. She's so cute.
Yeah, she's so cute. Oh, shit. I thought him and that guy shot that.
Yeah. We have to get the fuck out of here.
He's going to pick it up. And he thought, he's going to smell and be like,
oh, it's
that's Pineapple Express. Yeah. I only saw this song. Right.
And he was right.
Yeah, he was
fucking
right.
The kids in his house, he'll fuck him up.
Oh, shit.
I totally forgot Bobby Lee's in there.
Oh, yeah. Ken Jeong, too.
He's the brother that gets shot.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee's, dude, I didn't even know that.
He's one of the fucking ninjas.
That gets on the back, his back.
Yeah. Yeah. And he shoots from the fucking shit.
I didn't even realize that, dude.
He had like no lines. He's like, lines with it. Yeah. And Ken Jeong's like, this is for you, for killing my brother. Fuck are you.
Yeah, I think that's gotta be S tier.
I wanna baby.
I wanna rock down too. Electric. I used to listen to that in my shitty car all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I probably why people thought I was a stoner too. Yeah.
It's such a good cruising
take
movie.
Take that shit to the next level.
Only guys.
Honestly, when I saw that movie as a kid, I didn't know that he was trying to kill his grandma.
The euthanasia.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that means. I didn't know what that meant. And then I was like,
hey, what do you think about euthanasia? Yeah. I'm gonna have to say that for the another time.
Yeah.
But if you had to.
But if you had to, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's rain check on this.
My friend, because I quoted it so much, and I had long hair at the time too, she bought me in high school the shirt, dude. The shark eating the cat.
Oh,
or the cat surfing. Oh, yeah, I had that shirt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she got it for me. And I love, dude, that's I wore so it all the awesome. Time. Wore with the long sleeves too, yeah, like yeah, over yeah. the top.
You should, oh, you dude. And Han should wear that for Halloween.
That was fun. Oh, I'm dude.
Down, Han just bro. Has to wear like a beige suit.
I just need a Jufro too.
I gotta grow my hair a little longer. I'm almost
Are you gonna do the neck brace?
Dude, that'd be so good.
I just need to wear I'm a down. Jumpsuit and a neck brace.
I'm down.
Pineapple Express.
S tier.
Okay. Next movie. Superbad.
Okay.
Superbad's not an S tier.
It's not S tier, yeah.
It's not S tier.
Okay. So are we debating an A or B?
B.
Oh, okay. B, wow. Shit. Okay, yeah. Why? Give me a reasoning.
It's very trash humor, in my opinion. But okay. It was so good because it was very cool for us because it came out in high school. Mm-hmm. So it's very relatable, right? But from all the like Seth Rogen, like Jonah Hill movies, mm-hmm. I don't think it's like the greatest one, though, in my opinion.
Question, Jonah Hill fat or skinny?
Fat.
Fat. Yeah, and this one, he was
I mean, fat. I'm happy he like got himself in a better place.
Yeah.
But
he's funnier.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But that's why they make fun of him and This Is the End. Like,
and they also don't they also fuck with him as he's losing weight in the other movie where he looks like Eminem?
Oh, yeah.
21 Jump Street?
Yeah. 21. Oh, shit. What do you guys think? I don't know. I'll see
she wants my cock in and around her mouth.
It is something I watch frequently. But
I did, yeah.
That's when everyone jumped on the Emma Stone thing, right? Like, they loved Emma Stone.
That's like one of her first like movies right? she came out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it at the time.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. And then she came out on like the Easy A. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still didn't understand it.
Do you think Crazy Stupid Love, she came out now too?
Not my type.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's pretty bothered. She's like hot though.
I like her personality. Oh, like, okay. I like who she is and stuff like that. But yeah. I'm not like physically attracted.
I get you.
I think she's funny.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'll take that back then. It is a very quotable movie.
A tier?
Okay. A-tier? So let's get a question. Is it above White Chicks?
I personally think it's above White Chicks.
Are we moving White Chicks down or keep it on the same tier as White Chicks?
Let's keep it on the same
tier. White Chicks is more quotable to me than Superbad.
Oh, really?
But I don't know.
Should we put it on the same row as White Chicks?
Let's just do that for now.
B tier. Okay.
B tier? Okay.
Okay. Let's get to the next movie.
Okay. So the next movie, this one's actually like a personal favorite of mine, so I might have differing opinions where we're going to put it. But Yes Man.
Oh, that is your favorite.
That's like
movie.
My favorite.
Yeah,
Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And he Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking love this movie too.
It's a feel good movie for sure. Damn, where would you want
to? He learns Korean.
I know. Chungjun that shit. Oh, deo. But he fucking killed. He doesn't do that very well though.
That one's good.
Where would you put it? Where would you put it? Let's ask you. Where would you put it?
Well, personally,
okay,
for
so why,
me.
Why is it your favorite movie?
I don't know. It just makes me feel good watching it. Like, especially, like, growing up. Because, I don't know. I think I just relate to it because, like, I'm a person that always says no to everything.
Oh.
So, I like it too. Yeah. He lives life.
He lives life.
Yeah, yeah.
And his friends give him shit like, oh, where are you?
Yeah.
What does he call? If the no man doesn't come to me, then I will come to the no. it's really cool.
Like, every character is like so
no
great
man,
in there.
No yeah. man,
Bradley
no
Cooper
man.
Was in it.
Bradley Cooper's his best friend.
And the Asian guy who wants a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah he gets a Ducati.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like,
hey, he gives that small loans to everyone.
Yeah.
He gets a Ducati because he's like, oh, people think nursing
is,
like
a feminine,
yeah, feminine thing. Job. So yeah. I'm going to change it up.
Yeah. I love that scene where it's just his butt cheeks, like the whole time on the motorcycle.
Which is like epic music, and he's like, yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, what a fucking ass.
Red Bull. I like Red Bull. You like Red Bull?
Red Bull.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
So,
where are we putting it?
Now, I want to hear what Andrew, honestly, where would you put it?
Well, honestly, for me, I'd probably put it in S tier.
S tier, because that's
something I would watch.
Yeah. That's his like favorite
movie. I could watch that movie all the time. Yeah. I think I like fell for Zooey Deschanel in that movie, too.
Because
She's just like. I felt the same way, Andrew, and I know it sounds really weird because everyone knows how much dumb shit I did as a kid, but like having that girl that was like just exposing you to the world was like such an appealing thing for me too as well.
Yeah.
Like I loved it.
For sure.
He's like, unless you want to make out. And then yeah, she's like, what'd you say? She starts kissing her.
And she has a band too.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Let's leave it an S because then we can see how things start to move okay. down. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. For sure.
Okay. Next movie, Rush Hour.
Oh shit, dude. Those are the movies that I could watch all over, like all the time.
So that would be S tier for you too, or like
not S-tier,
when Jackie though. Chan drops the N word.
He did my. You got
what's up?
They gave him a pass. They gave him a pass. Yeah. They gave him a pass.
What a thug, dude.
I know. Yeah.
Fuck, there's so dude. Many though. There's like Rush Hour 1, 2, sure.
3.
From all of them, but number 1 is just so like
the best.
Yeah, in my opinion.
I like 2 though.
Is that the one where the little girl's like,
oh, bye, oh yeah, the Mariah Carey song.
And they're like in traffic.
Yeah.
That's number 1.
That guy was sinister though.
The Asian dude, right? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? No, it's just Rush Hour. Boom, boom. Oh, shit.
That was pretty scarring as a kid.
That was, yeah.
Wipe yourself. You're dead. Got blood on his face.
Why don't you fight like a man? Come on, fight like a man. Put the gun away. What's your guys' opinion?
It's funny because it like really exposed people to like some sense of Chinese culture.
True, mm-hmm. true.
Even mm-hmm. though it's like super whitewashed version of it.
Yeah.
It was the Panda Express version.
It was.
Like it like that's true. Like the tier list I wanted to put some like Stephen Chow movies in there and stuff like that. But I didn't know how like you guys would have like wanted.
No, dude, I would
like oh, I don't Shaolin know. Soccer and like fucking
one of my favorites is Journey to the West.
Journey to the West.
But it's not a Stephen Chow film.
All right. So Rush Hour for this one. where would you guys put it?
I'm gonna go with like it's classic. Mm-hmm. But I think of like the trilogy, right? Is it 3 or 4?
There's
3,
right?
There might be 4.
I thought they had like a 4.
I think they're in talks.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But this was the first, like, I feel like this was the first experience of like America getting Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because he had all his other
movies. But I think
movies.
Jackie Chan in other movies is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if I'm going to pick a Jackie Chan film, I'm going to pick Shanghai Noon.
Oh. Yeah.
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 So I think I can put this. I would put it in B or C for right now.
What about you? What do you think?
Is that too low for you guys?
No, I think I was thinking about the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? B or C?
Or nothing in C, right?
Nothing in C.
Right? Let's put a Rush Hour there.
Okay. Let's put a Rush Hour.
Not to bag on it, but it's just like from all the comedies, this one was just like entertaining. Not like I'm fucking on my stomach laughing, you know?
It's very action-y.
Yeah. So kind of just, it has a good blend of.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like fully, heavily just comedy like Step Brothers is.
Yep.
Let's get the next one, Andrew.
Next one, Mr. Deeds.
Who picked this one?
I did.
The Sandler fan.
I'll be honest. I like this movie just because I was young when I was watching this.
Uh-huh.
So like, to watching Lil
Nicky.
This
is Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
Okay,
like Lil Nicky, you know, Happy Gilmore, those are like 90s, so I had to watch that on TV or like on like DVDs or films.
Yeah.
But while growing up, I saw Mr. Deeds in theater.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it with my dad.
Oh,
and
my
that's dad cool.
Fucking sentiment. Hates that.
And you hate your dad. I love so, it.
He's like, God damn, we have to watch this movie. I'm like, God, what, we gotta watch this movie, dog.
S tier.
But that movie, I don't know. It was just very like heartwarming. It's kind of like Yes Man for you. It's like it was just. I don't think it's like his greatest, but it was just like it had his moments of funniness and just like it was heartwarming. You know, yeah. So I wouldn't put an S tier. I put it a little bit lower in my opinion. It just has moments for me, and it's more nostalgia for me. I guess I'd be agree with B or C in that one.
I'd put it. I was gonna say B.
Well, we'll move around. Yeah,
it's C.
But I was like, Andrew. I don't know if we could put. It.
I'm just kidding. Cool. I like that movie too.
Yeah, I
love Sandler though.
Yeah,
and I love his wife. She's
she wasn't in that one. I feel like though.
I thought she's in every single Sandler film somewhere. A small cameo,
probably right. Yeah,
I remember her in.
I like when
50 First Dates. I remember her in Big Daddy.
Little Big Nicky. Daddy. She was. Dude, I fell in love too. He said he fell in love. I was like,
Okay.
I just like her.
Next movie, like Super Troopers.
Super Troopers, good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, we tried to chug maple syrup, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
We tried it. It's like really impossible.
You know,
Or maybe you can do that. I don't know.
So, my best friend at the time, when Paper Mario came out for N64,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you drink maple syrup to like heal up. My mom would have maple syrup in the syrup. In
Did
the
you
fridge.
Try it?
I would drink it daily. I'd be like, gain some energy. And then I became fat.
Fuck, dude.
Sorry, that's a poor memory.
You could drink it like comfortably? It.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Man, it was so uncomfortable. Like,
it was so
thin.
Good. Yeah.
No wonder you love syrup
like,
and
like
norms.
Yeah. Molasses.
Like, oh, you ever see me eat pancake, huh?
Eating molasses coming out of your mouth.
I drown my pancakes with fucking syrup, bro.
You're such a fucking child. Grow up. The older I got, lie, the less that's stuff
syrup?
I put on.
Oh, I
didn't really
can
like
Can you
a
fill
lot
up my syrup, please? Yeah.
Can I have some pancakes with my syrup?
That's so dry. You just put more.
Nah, dude. I was a waffles or French toast guy.
Mm. Oh, okay, for sure. Yeah.
I love a really good French toast.
Ooh.
What movie are we talking about?
I totally forgot.
Super Troopers.
Super Trooper, yeah. Maybe.
I was like, please bring it up.
I was just see. Super Troopers is good, dude. That was a really good cast.
I would have smoked that ass.
Did you guys watch this? There was a sequel, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's not the same.
It's not even close. Yeah,
bro.
I heard it was okay. That's what
you know. Which one was funny though is they did another one with the same cast, and it was
there's three
medieval.
Oh medieval, yeah,
where
I
he's,
forgot.
He's fucking the Hunchback.
Hunchback. It recently came out.
Notre Dame.
It's the same. It's the same comedy group.
Yeah,
oh,
same
okay,
one.
Okay.
And yeah. It's, that one was pretty fucking
it's pretty funny.
Funny.
They're called the Broken Lizard.
Yeah, Broken
yeah,
Lizard.
Broken, yeah, yeah. Okay, I gotta check it out. Yeah, but Super Troopers, that was such a stoner movie, and it was just.
I remember like friends quoting it while we were playing like Xbox,
yeah.
playing Minecraft and shit.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, "What are you playing in the background?" Well, we're just watching Super Troopers at the same time.
Yeah,
and you're just like mining.
Yep, and you should like that one scene, the fucking Germans.
Oh yeah,
yes,
dude! I love the Germans.
Yeah,
in
the Porsche. Yeah,
me,
yeah.
She was actually
that was a
pretty hot
scene. That was a hot scene. Yeah.
What dream?
And what was that fucking fat guy? I love that guy so
Farva.
Much.
Farva. Yeah.
It's like, hey, you gonna spit my burger?
They
don't spit in the cop's burger, please.
They were always mad because the highway patrol was always rivaling with like the actual county
yeah,
police. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
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 I love the beef they had too.
Yeah. It made me want to become CHP at one point.
Fuck, just to be an idiot.
Yeah.
I bet you a lot of people actually did. If you're someone who
yeah.
saw Super Troopers and has that profession, are you a fucking idiot yeah. as well? But where does it go on the list?
We have nothing in D tier. Everything is.
Oh, I would not put it that low.
I don't know if I want to put it that low either.
Yeah.
Should we put in C for right now?
We'll put C for right
now.
Let's see where we go. All right, Andrew, here's with the next one, baby.
Blades of Glory.
Oh. Dude, Blades of Glory. I quote this all the time to Han all the time. Yeah. And there's a lot, like, I think when close to the beginning of our friendship, I was saying a lot of those lines.
Yeah.
And I remember that one of the distinctly, you saying something dumb as fuck, like, oh man, it's dark outside. And I was like, it's dark for everyone, dumbass. Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh no, it's Blades of Glory. He's like, nighttime's a really dark time for me. He's like, it's dark for everyone.
Dumbass. You know what? This came out in high school. I remember because my auto teacher, he fucking loved this movie too. So we would actually like talk about it all the time. So.
From Napoleon Dynamite, what's his name?
John something, right?
What's his name?
John Heder.
John Heder.
John Heder. Man, like he was funny in Napoleon Dynamite, and that's where he came. But like, I forgot like how good he was in Blade of Glory.
Yeah.
As little Jimmy McElroy.
And Will Ferrell's like that cowboy. Like he's just a
Chaz
fucking,
Michael Michaels.
Yeah, Chaz Michael.
Yeah.
He's a sex addict.
Yeah. I'm a sex addict. It's a real disease with doctors and everything, medicine.
What was the move called again from North Korea? It was like the death.
Iron Lotus.
Iron Lotus. Iron Lotus. And the reason why it doesn't work is because
it's
the woman and the man. But man and man don't actually work.
Does this look right to you? And he's holding a hot dog with two wieners in it. That's right. I love what's his face too. He always gets portrayed as a gay guy.
Which one?
The dude that's like, I love you, Jimmy. I want to wear your skin on my birthday.
Oh, Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson. I love him. He's so funny. He's
so, dude.
I think he talks about it. He's like, I always get cast as a gay dude. Like, he's like, are you gay? He's like, no, I'm not.
Even in fucking Reno 911, he always plays that gay, like, busted.
I love you, Jimmy. Dude, he's probably my favorite in that one.
Dude, he's just so funny. Dude.
I love Reno
911. His old stand-up was pretty funny, too.
I didn't watch a lot of his stand-up, to be honest.
It didn't come on that often, but I remember when Comedy Central had those, like daily, like...
Blaze of glory.
They had, like, random stand-ups come up. But he was one of the few that I was, like, all very
Flesh.
Memorable.
Oh, another man. The universe.
So where would you rank it?
Dude, that's, like, an A-tier movie.
A-tier?
Or what are you guys thinking?
I would say A-tier, too, because that's something I can watch.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. For now, A-tier. But yeah. I feel it's gonna get moved though.
She's not a whore. I didn't sleep with her. Think of it as a boob hug. So A?
A-tier. What are you guessing? A-tier.
Okay.
So next movie?
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
Fuck, dude. This isn't like this is S tier for me, brother.
There's just so many things to remember.
You have a really good cast.
Yeah, the cast is phenomenal.
Andy Samberg is awesome.
He is. He's so good.
That movie was written for Will Ferrell.
Oh, was it?
And they had to Samberg it down. They had a lot of like lines that like were very like Will Ferrell, you know, like Great Odin's Raven, you know, like Anchorman or something like that. A lot of those, but they said they Sambergged it down. And dude, I can't picture that movie without him.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh, dude, that's a good movie for sure.
I when did that come out? Middle school?
Yeah,
it came out
because
for me.
I remember it was the same time I was riding bikes and trying to do ramp jumps.
2007.
That movie is so fucking funny.
Who would win a fight, a taco or like what was
grilled
it?
Cheese?
Grilled cheese. Yeah, you actually like imagine them fighting.
Yeah,
but anyway, Hot Rod.
Love it.
Yeah. And Danny McBride's line.
You look
line.
Pretty, Denise.
Yeah.
What? You look shitty. Good night.
The little brother.
One of so my cute. Favorite scenes is literally, it's just so random, is when they're doing the jump for the pool.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
His friend is like, he's like, dude, get out of the pool, man. And he's talking to the Asian guy.
Yeah.
He's like, you're being a tool. Dancer, yeah, Bill Hader. He's like, there's no tool in this pool. he's just doing his dull dance like routine is just amazing. Like it's so awesome. Everyone has good dance moves in that movie, dude.
I didn't go to my quiet place.
Yeah. Yeah. Punch dancing, dude, that's so old school, like 80s like film. Yeah.
He's flipping.
And then he's like, if you have wings, he's like, oh shit. Dude, that movie, that's one of the best movies ever, for sure. It's gotta be, bro.
I definitely want to.
Because, like,
it
has everything for a great comedy, but it has stuff that was very revolutionary of that time, too, where it's like, no one would have put a fucking 5-minute scene of someone rolling down a hill.
Exactly.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And that's how he gets his epiphany to jump the butt.
Yeah.
It takes one big jump. Yeah. Like, what is that? Like, who writes that? Yeah, Hot Rod's S tier.
For sure.
100%.
Okay.
Do you agree with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I feel like you're the little brother.
I am the little brother. I am Kevin.
Yeah.
I made a sick video of you guys.
Did they catch him like watching some sort of weird porn?
Oh, that he's like, oh, that's for mom. Oh, it's like the dog's fucking. They're helping each other. He's like, oh, yeah, because mom's into that stuff. Cool beans, cool beans.
That
cool,
whole
cool,
scene.
Cool beans. Beans. Cool beans. Ooh.
That made me love that movie even more. Yeah.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, there's so many scenes that are just so, like, what iconic the fuck movie. And amazing.
Yep.
Hot Rod, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
That's a great
That's
movie.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay. Next movie, Crazy Stupid Love.
Rom-com. This rom-com. Is the rom-com I picked.
Yeah. I'll be honest, from all the rom-coms, top 5 rom-coms, in my opinion.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I wasn't a Gosling fan until that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't watch him in The Notebook.
It was okay.
I never watched The Notebook.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'll be really
is that
honest.
You Had Me at Hello? No, that's
No, that's Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mayo. What do you want? What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? That's the whole movie.
It is.
Rachel McAdams can't fucking make up her fucking mind. What do you want? And then they fuck.
She's like, it's not that easy.
I didn't watch it, dude. It looked horrible and it sounds horrible still.
I'll be honest, I was so hyped up because, you know, I was like, oh, fuck, one of the greatest romantic comedies. I'm like,
this shit, really? Huh?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, it looked stupid. But I wasn't, yeah, I didn't like the gods until then.
Dude, please make a clip on that.
I probably will.
Oh, fuck.
The gods.
Yeah. So, sorry, the movie was Crazy Stupid Love. Steve Carell.
Be better than The Gap.
Yeah.
Be better than The Gap.
Right? And the whole, like, twist at the end where they find out that Steve Carell is actually the father of Emma Stone.
Dude, how did you not see that coming, bro? It was so obvious.
I won't said that. I was just so...
Yeah, I remember you told me, and I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. I was like, what? No way. Redhead.
The other sister. Yeah, yeah, the mom's redhead and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways... Yeah, Crazy Stupid Love, dude.
Where are you ranking it?
It's Marissa fantastic. Tomei's in it too. Oh, dude, she is so beautiful, bro.
It's a hot teacher.
She's, yeah, dude. But it's such
I like how crazy she gets at the end.
Yeah. But I think that's also like an entertaining one, but not like I'm holding my stomach after.
I think that's better than White Chicks. Is that okay?
That's better than White Chicks?
I think so. I think it could take a B place. White Chicks, Super Bad.
So Crazy White Chicks, Stupid Love.
Okay.
In the same aisle.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
The Crazy Stupid Love B tier.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next movie, Ridiculous 6.
Ah, damn.
This is a new Adam Sandler.
This is like the latest.
That was
awesome.
But
to be honest, the only scene I remember is that Taylor Lautner.
Dude, the whole. They're all brothers. That one's just good, dude. Taylor Lautner's scene.
Mama?
I never knew there was a better one. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, and then me and my brothers, we can't, we know. And what do you, yeah, mama? Mama? All right, it's a lighter.
Fuck. Oh, damn.
Dude, I so much respect for him.
Yeah.
Because he was so funny. And he had like a thick neck. Remember when he was swinging up? He's like, look, fish out of water. He's like doing a lot of stuff. I got a thick neck.
He killed it, bro.
He killed it. Taylor Lautner killed
it. Yeah.
I love when like someone's like super hot, but they can be super stupid.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I think that's like the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Because that just makes them that much hotter.
More like kind of versatile too.
Yeah. Because hot guy that's just like cares about his image, can't be dorky and funny. Like, I hate that. Yeah. But like, if you can just be stupid, like, awesome.
For sure. Fuck, dude. Where would you put this, though?
Should we go, like, C? We got Super Trooper, Mr. D's, Rush Hour.
Let's put C. Yeah, let's go C.
Ridiculous 6.
Yeah.
Redonkulous. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get that next one in, son.
Talladega Nights.
Ah, fuck. That's me, bro. That's my S tier right there.
That's it.
But whatever you guys want to put on, I'm cool with it. It's just personally, just that movie made me laugh so fucking hard as much as Step Brothers. It was just so fucking good.
It didn't make me laugh that hard.
Really?
There was really good stuff, like Magic Man and like really quotable things. Yeah. And I love what's his face in it.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, no.
Sacha Baron.
Yeah.
Borat.
Sacha. Borat,
yeah. I can't pronounce the name yet. Mo Steff was in it too.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit, dude. I thought you forgot about that.
What does he say?
He's like, yeah, I'm his brother. With Sacha Baron, whatever. Like,
no, but he's like, is that Mos Def and Elvis Costello?
And then the twins that they poop at the same time.
Yeah.
One same plop. Yeah.
Formula.
Yeah. But the reason
just
why.
Just say you like, it's like a little crab.
Yeah, it's a little crab. Bragging Pepper the pew. Yeah. But that's also, I feel like, that set up Step Brothers because they showed how well Will Ferrell played along with Johnson.
I think
Riley.
It just set that up for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, that like from all the comedy movies with Will Ferrell, that hits my funny bones so much.
Yeah, for me too as well. That's why I can say, I want to say like either A tier or B tier for me.
If you guys say A, if I say B, does it bring it down or you just keep it at A?
No, B. Majority.
B?
We'll go with majority. Okay. Yeah. If I'm like sad, if you put on the movie, I'll be so happy, bro. All
right, fuck it. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Tropic Thunder.
Oh, damn, bro.
That's an S tier.
That's S tier.
Can we just S-tier. Agree? Yeah, do we even S-tier. Need to quote it? No, we quote S-tier. It so much.
Great, dude, the best cast. You can't.
There'll never be another.
That's all star. That's all star.
I hope, like, if like a lot of the woke culture dies down a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that it's not important to know like limits of things, but like, dude, if
it pushed,
they should have had like another fucking movie, dude.
Yeah.
Booty sweat, baby.
And Tobey Maguire's on it too.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
MTV's most.
Honestly, the beginning part is like. What
I thought it was commercials.
Too. Yeah, I thought it was commercials for like actual movies that are coming out. Yeah. And I was like, these are maybe Satan's movies I want to see.
Yep, yeah.
It was Satan's Alley, right? Satan's Alley.
MTV Movie Awards Best Kiss.
Yeah, Best Kiss.
I've been a bad Tobey McGuire. Bad boy father. And what was Tug Speedman's?
Scorcher.
Scorcher.
Scorcher 1. Scorcher 2. Scorcher 3. Who opened
it? And you didn't think it was. Yeah. And if you didn't think that trilogy was enough, Scorchers 5, 6, and 7. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that totally targeted Fast Series. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
for real.
Oh, shit. Oh, good movie. Yeah, S tier. No, no argument there.
Best scene. Best scene that me and Andrew talk about all the time. I just got to put it in. Is no when he's. When he's. We always quote this, dude. It's when fucking, what's it, McConaughey is talking to him and he's like, oh, how'd your adoption go? And he's like, it's going good, man. He's like, well, at least you get to pick yours. I'm stuck with mine.
And the credits don't even give him his name.
The credits don't even put the kid's name in the fucking movie.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, McConaughey killed that role, too, dude. Oh, my God.
Dude, yeah, that cast is amazing.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah. You didn't expect him to be, like, just such a thug.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's awesome.
I just love the fact that he said, if you give me this role, I won't be fat, and I want to dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got it. And he killed it.
Yep.
Love it. That's an S tier for sure. Straight 100%.
Up. Bill Hader. He was in that, too.
S tiers are cool because it's, like, unanimous for us.
Yeah.
Next movie. Ace Ventura.
Well, that's Jim Carrey's legendary.
That's role. Jim Carrey's that's his, best
that's his,
one.
That's probably his best one.
I think, so for me, like, The Mask is what I feel like Jim Carrey really killed.
I love The Mask.
Yeah.
And that's the only movie I thought Cameron Diaz was so hot in.
Yeah.
She's as a kid, that was like my sexual awakening.
Yeah.
I was just like, Jesus Christ. But.
Shit.
I think, like, dude, if I think, like, best Jim Carrey, it's got to be Ace Ventura,
for
bro.
For sure.
I am okay with moving Yes Man down for Ace Ventura for putting it S tier.
Yeah. Just because
that's his most
iconic. I agree with that too.
Okay, so we're moving Ace Ventura to S tier, and then
which one's your favorite? The first one or second one? Which sucks is because they're both really good.
Yeah.
Honestly, the scene that scarred me as a kid was when he was the coming rhino? Out of the rhino.
Look, Mom.
Oh shit. And I love the fact that he drives a fucking Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
The 1970 Monte Carlo. Yeah. It's best.
Already.
Yeah.
He's just the best, like, in it.
Yeah. He's a cartoon character that came to life.
Yeah.
That's what he
straight
is.
Straight up.
Yeah.
He is.
He's Looney Tunes.
Best at his craft. Up.
Yeah. Yep. Oh shit.
All right. We don't even have to quote it. Ace Ventura is fucking up there. Yeah. Like Tropic Thunder.
Okay. Next one, The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski was very layered.
Yeah.
For a comedy.
Yeah.
And it's very well shot.
It's amazing. And it sucks that I'm going to say this, but I low-key think it should be D because it's almost like not just a comedy. It has a lot more to it.
I have to agree with you on that one. Yeah.
And I love John Goodman in it. And I love, dude.
Great cast.
Yeah. Where's the money, Lebowski?
Yeah.
Where's the fucking money, shit?
You crossed the line. We have to play by the rules. I'll fucking shoot you, I swear to God. Yeah.
Honestly, when I saw that, I always wanted to drink what he drank.
The fucking Russian.
Yeah, dude, for real.
It looks so good.
Okay, dude, if I don't look like that in my old age, fucking shoot me.
For sure.
Because I want to be the dude. The dude? Straight up. Just I think I'm like on the route to being there. I finally can grow a fucking beard. I've been wanting to grow a beard my whole life. Yeah. My hair is already getting long again.
You know who you say you want to be like that guy from Shang-Chi? That guy, like the dad.
The dad? Oh yeah, and the he's dad. Like, he wants to look Tony.
Oh no, why?
He's already, he's better looking than dad.
I know, but when he's older, like that's what he wants to like.
You'll be fine. Actually, relax.
Yeah, I just don't want to look like Kim Jong-un when I'm fucking.
When I'm fucking shit, too late, bro.
I know.
I think you're turning out to be like Bobby Lee later
on. Yeah, that's how Bobby Lee, Jeff Bridges, yeah, Shang-Chi over there. Done.
Fuck.
So
got too into it.
What movie was it?
That was a Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski.
So we agree. Damn, we went D-tier. Way up. It's probably D-tier if yeah. we couldn't talk about it.
Sorry for the diehard fans out there, but it's just what we think. Right? It's just
yeah. No, I love the Big Lebowski. These yeah. are all picked on our list of yeah, favorite comedies.
For sure.
But just, you know.
We have to rate them.
Yeah, yeah. Got to move them down.
Yeah, that's the fun of this.
Let's go to the next one.
Role Models.
Oh, damn.
That's Sean Michael Scott. And yeah.
He doesn't Paul Rudd. Age, bro.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd doesn't. They're so fucking good.
And my partner like, wants to bang the shit out of him.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm there.
Yeah.
100%. Straight up.
Paul Rudd, even when he was in Friends like a long time ago, just. It seemed like he's that guy who only plays one role. You know yeah. what I mean? But he's just so likable. Yeah.
I didn't know if I should. Oh shoot! I had one on there, a Paul Rudd one, but I don't know if it was gonna be like super.
Which one?
No, I love. There's it. A couple months.
There is right. Okay, yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, dude, okay. That one's that's great.
And McLaughlin's in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that little kid, bro. That kid, I feel so bad for him because I was like, this kid knows too much, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Like the titties.
Yeah.
Obsessed with the titties.
Right.
And then that's when Sean Michael Scott is like really big on Kiss, right? And he's like,
yeah.
He's like. Yeah, he's like talking to Keith. He's like, it's my love. It's his love pump, man. It's his penis. Yeah.
And he always plays the same role. Yeah. Just a fucking party guy, party frat dude, shit. Yeah. But he's just so like he's funny though. Yeah,
great at it.
Yeah, fuck, dude. For this one, honestly, I put a C-tier.
C-tier?
Just because like there's so much good movies out there. It's just this wasn't bad. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just like.
I think it could be like, yeah, no, you're right.
Like C. Around that area.
Yeah. Let's do C for now.
C for now.
Role Models, yeah.
All right.
Next one.
Year One.
Oh, this Jack is
D tier.
D tier. We'll put D tier. This is just.
Tell us why you like it. I want to know that.
Yeah. Okay. It's just, it's funny because like it makes fun of biblical shit.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, for me who never read the Bible, whatever, right? It kind of gave me a glimpse of like the Cain and Abel story. All this, but they make a parody out of it.
Yeah, they do.
They were
yeah.
pretty. They were. I remember my family was really pissed about it.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they're like, oh. You don't joke about that.
And yeah. Like, and then your favorite
he's like,
comedian.
And by God.
Yeah.
He's like the power of God.
Yeah.
He's just like, and we will cut your penis.
And Bill Hader has all that blackface. Damn, dude, you fucked up. Now you're kicked out of the village, dude. And the fat guy, the fucking the comedian you like.
I love him.
And yeah. He's just molesting Michael
Cera. Michael Cera, yeah. And Olivia Wilde has been on like my favorite crushes yeah. ever since all time.
For sure.
But dude, I don't know, man. It's funny, but it wasn't like
it was on
Land of the Lost. For sure. Like funny. For like a misplaced comedy.
I get
and
you.
I love Jack Black.
Yeah.
I love Jack Black.
So if you guys put D, that's fine. D2.
Okay.
Yeah.
It, what about you? What's it is opinion? Good. I just watched it again recently.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. I was going to say D-tier, too.
D-tier?
Because yeah, out of sure. all these ones, it's hard to...
Because I'm yeah. trying to think of, like, best Michael Cera movie, best Jack Black movie.
For sure.
It's, like, just not stacking up.
Of course, yeah. But
it is... It's
it made funny. Me laugh so much.
Yeah, it is dude. Funny, dude. Yeah. It's hella funny. Go to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. And then Hank is there. He's like, yes, we're the very proud Hebrew people, but we're not very good at sports.
Okay, next one?
Yeah, next one.
Dodgeball.
Ah, damn. Vince Vaughn. Ben Stiller.
Dodgeball.
That guy who voices Bill from King of the Hill.
Who?
He always talks like this. The fat guy with the glasses.
Oh, really? That was him?
Yeah, he's voice actor for Bill.
Oh, shit.
I'm not a huge fan of Vince Vaughn.
Really?
Are you guys? He's like one of those actors who plays the exact same guy in everything,
yeah.
too. He doesn't even like change his voice or try to be versatile.
I don't hate him, though.
I don't hate him either.
I don't hate him either.
He's just kind of like, oh, like, if you need that guy, like, oh, we'll call Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
You can fill those shoes.
Honestly, the person that made that movie for me is Ben Stiller.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't...
He like I told you a long time ago, he reminds me so much of like Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Which I think you like that, Heavyweights yeah. is a Heavyweights way is better such movie. A
great movie.
Way better movie.
That's why I'm fine with putting in D tier because of Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm okay putting it like D or C tier. Okay. Yeah.
Let's do
D tier?
D? Let's
do
yeah.
D tier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get to the, let's do another one.
Scary Movie.
Oh, damn.
Scary Movie is always just a go to. I don't think it's like S or A, but I would probably put it in B because it is, it's just.
I love it.
It's just good, bro. Yeah. It's super quotable, super yeah. dumb.
I just like the three. The Scary Movie 1, 2, and 3, which is always
yeah, that's the best. Those, yeah.
That's the best trilogy.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
that, my favorite scene is the Wayne's brother when he's like tucked in or out? And they're like, out. Oh, yeah. Man. He's like, oh, it's cool. I know. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
The shirt.
Yeah. No, it's his dick. It's between his legs.
Oh, what the fuck?
Legs. Yeah, and he yeah. Oh. He's like, what do you think? Tucked in or out? And his pants are down. And you just can't see his wiener.
He plays a jock that's like yeah. not gay.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's right.
He is gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when the first murder scene happens and they show all the newscasters? This is black news. White people are dead. We're getting the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I like the way he like laughs when he's smoking. You get me, just being such an idiot. I fucking love it. Dude.
That scene where the fat chick is trying to get back to the house and then he's trying to kill her, and she's just fucking everything up, and he's just like.
The Scary Movie series yeah. is just fantastic. You also get the fucking. Is that two?
Yeah, that's number two.
That's two, right?
The head,
and he's
yeah.
like, let me just make these potatoes up.
Oh god.
Okay, look, can we do just like. Scary Movie trilogy.
That's yeah. his trilogy.
Maybe in B yeah. or something.
Put A maybe.
A. Let's do A.
What's her name? The main character girl. She's so fucking like funny. Anna Faris. Yeah.
Dude, how did fucking what's his name?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt divorce
it. I know. And they had a
what a fucking what a cunt.
He has like Down syndrome or something.
What a fucking cunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
How, it's because like, he got famous.
It's because he got famous. He wanted a hot girl, and then he divorced the dancer too. After right.
Damn. He's with Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter now.
Holy shit, man. Yeah. What a fuck. You're a piece of... I knew he was a piece of shit. He just looks like one.
The fame.
Oh, I got skinny. I'm a piece of shit.
What if I got skinny and became a piece of shit? Would you guys still be my friend?
Fuck no. If you... Anna Faris is like... Dude, I love her.
Yeah.
She's like so good.
Oh, man.
I like her in... The was it the bunny with?
Oh yeah, the house bunny.
Dude, yeah. She's so funny, dude.
I also like her in Just Friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
Elizabeth Maria. It's like, oh, why are you doing that? Yeah, it's just how I remember your name, oh, yeah. Jessica.
Hello, hello.
Scary Movie, dude. Yeah. It's gotta be Suzuki Kawasaki.
Toshiba!
Toshiba! Scary Movie's straight up. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, dude. Is way too real for right now.
Right now. That's what I'm going to say.
I was watching, I remember the beginning intro, and I just watched it recently, which is fucking hilarious. There's so much you can't quote in that movie, though. But tell me I'm wrong, like, audience straight up, but like, because I'm not fucking wrong. Dude, stupid people breeding. That's all they say. It's like you have people with higher IQs. They choose not to have children. A lot of people our age are choosing not to have children.
Because mm-hmm.
we just know the current climate and what we don't want to bring kids into.
Mm-hmm.
And dumb. A lot of people are fucking just still breeding. And just stupid people are. Stupid breed stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah. It's like so real. And it's like. It's so fucking funny. Because even like the producer, when he was like, I want like a shoe for dumb people, and they couldn't figure out what they were, and he's like, this is the dumbest looking shoe I've ever fucking seen, and they put it in the movie, and that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was Crocs.
Oh shit, that's right.
It was Crocs shoes, and now, bro, and now everyone like wears Crocs. That's like crazy. I'm guilty. I've wore Crocs too, but it's just yeah. hilarious because it's like
he called it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So predictable, the universe. I mean, we already knew that was happening at the yeah. time, but it's just like, dude, it's so prevalent now. Right,
yeah. Terry Crews becoming like president too, like a wrestler.
Break down for President Camacho.
Yeah, yeah.
Your shit's all fucked up. Talk like a man.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of living kick-ass lives. That's fucking what's his face?
Justin Long.
Justin Long.
Yeah.
My first wife was man. She's a pilot now.
Fuck, dude. I gotta rewatch the movie. It's been a while. But when I first watched it, it was like, oh, fuck. This is like.
I love that movie. Yeah, I quote all the time, dude. Yeah. And then fucking.
What's that girl's name? She comes on SNL.
Maya Rudolph.
She killed that role, too.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's super funny.
And I really like Shepard.
Dax is hilarious,
yes.
Bro. Oh, I like money. I like money. He's like, what's up? He's like, yeah, I'll make an account for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, put $2 million in there. Oh, shit. At a time, she's like $2 million. Oh, he's like, I'll put in $4 million. He's like, oh, man, yeah. He's like, well, it's $4 million minus $2 million. He's like, it's $8 million. He's like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Good. I like the money, man. Yeah.
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 That's so good.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Baton. That whole movie is just so fucking good.
Dude.
I was telling August that. That's his character from Ryan's dad growing up.
Yeah, dude. We were saying Dax Shepard is the kid.
Yeah.
Growing up. Shut up. You interrupted me while I was watching Ouch My Balls.
Good movie.
Idiocracy is an A-tier movie for me, but what do you guys think?
Should we put B? To say A-tier.
I love that fucking movie. I like when he's like telling him about like that plants need water. He's like, water? From like the toilet? He's like, yeah, water. He's like, I'm pretty sure you can give him Brando, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then later he's like, they wouldn't believe that the plants need water. He's like, because it got electrolytes. It's what plants need. It's what you need, electrolytes. And then he's like, so he gave up and told him he could talk to plants. He said, they want water. Yeah, Dax is really good as a slow person.
He always reminds me, or his best role for me is Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love his role for that one. Yeah.
I think we were talking about that.
Fantastic it is. Yeah.
Idiocracy, A-tier.
For sure.
So A-tier is set.
Yeah. Okay. Unless we move.
Next one is I Love You, Man.
S-tier?
Fuck yeah. It is like one of the best rom-coms.
I will say A or B in my opinion.
A-tier?
Just where everything's at right now.
It's not a B tier, bro.
It's not a B tier.
For sure.
I wanted to say A tier too.
So what can we
move? I would pick Yes Man over. I mean, I would pick
I Love
You Man over Yes Man.
Yeah.
I would pick it over Blaze of Glory.
I'm cool with putting Yes Man down B tier. But nothing farther than that.
So let's put it in A tier.
Put Yes Man in B tier.
Yes Man and B?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I Love You Man for A. Yeah.
I Love You Man.
For sure.
Why do we love I Love You? I love that one. It's just like,
it's a bromance, bro.
It's the first bromance movie.
First one. And it's funny because like the irony of that was like, you know, even when you're like talking to girls or you have relationships, oh, like you don't love me, blah, blah, blah. It's like dudes will always tell you they love you if they're your real bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's like so dope because if they're your bro, they're like, bro, I fucking love you.
Exactly.
Man. And then you're just like, it's not like, you don't love me. It's like, nah, I love you. And you're like, I love you too.
Yep.
I love you right back.
Right.
That's the homie shit.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also like the fact that they pointed out how, like, if you're always in a relationship, you don't have time to grow your own personal friends too.
Mm.
So they, you know, it kind of revolves around Paul Rudd's character where he always had a girlfriend, but he never had time to grow a friendship around him.
That's
know?
Me. Always had a girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, straight up.
Oh.
But I think I had a.
But you saw some, like,
I learned how to have a better balance for sure, but I think a lot of time, like, definitely spent.
It's harder for.
Yeah. I was, fuck, man, never really single, man.
Yeah.
But I love it. The bro stiffness.
Dude. Andy Samberg was there too.
Yeah.
Which he fucking killed the role. Yeah.
Hank Mardukas.
And.
Let's go, Galaxy. Let's go.
Thanks for sitting me up with Elmo over there.
Oh, he's
but all
cool,
the best
man.
Cast was in it.
It was so dope too because they put one of like my favorite bands too is like Rush.
Oh, like, nice.
Holy Triumph.
Right? Yeah.
Like, and a lot of people didn't know Rush until that point, especially like in high school, which sucked because I was like, how do you not, dude? Like Neil Peart, one of the best drummers in the world. Like
Rush is a '90s band. Sorry, just because I'm not.
No,
80s?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Flop at the bass.
Flop at the bass. Yeah.
They well, I mean, when did Rush actually form?
The band formed in 1968.
Oh shit. Damn.
Holy fuck.
So they're like,
so I was going to say, I was like, yeah. I was trying to say like, okay, I was trying to think, cuz I was like, man, that doesn't make sense, cuz like they lapped us. Like I was in the 70s, but shit, they started in 68, which makes sense cuz it's 70s
and yeah.
Everyone 80s. Yeah, fuck, dude.
Crazy.
Holy shit, I didn't realize they were that old.
Yeah.
They're awesome, man. If, like, you were, like, a rocker that got into Zeppelin and all that stuff, like, Rush was on the list to learn stuff, too. 100%.
Oh, who was the main actress girl? What's her name? She came out
in Italian girl?
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones? Yeah, she's so pretty. Hot, dude. Yeah.
She's balding, though.
Really?
Just kidding. I think so. I always thought she was. She always looked a little, like, sparse in the hair.
Yeah.
I thought she had a medical condition. Is that fucked? But I think she's beautiful, 100%.
Straight up, yeah.
Scared on.
Dude, look it up. I kind of want to know. I feel like she had like a hair Jones issue.
Baldy.
Yeah, look up sparse. Sparse follicles on Google. Rashida Jones comes up first in the search.
Oh, list. Fuck.
It just says keeps.
I don't know. It just shows that she has a big forehead, and now she always just covers it.
Oh, maybe she just has receding hairline. I don't know.
Yeah.
Which is also due to sparse hair.
Sparse hair?
Keeps.
Oh, man. But yeah, their dynamic was fun.
Yeah, I love you, man. Straight up.
And John Favreau's in it. Plays the asshole.
Right. He's such a good asshole. Get the fuck out of my house.
I fucking hate him.
I know.
Straight up.
But his role.
But I love. Dude. Oh, yeah. He's good. It was good.
Yeah. He plays such a good
asshole. In your face. In your
face. Get the fuck out of my house, Peter.
This is not cool. This is not cool. Dude, his wife's so hot.
Yeah.
I love how they talk about Jason Segel like, having that. Like,
I like, would oh, do man, her.
Jamie Presley, she was always like hot as hell, bro. She's like the 90s, 2000s.
She's right.
Yeah. She was like the Margot Robbie for Margot Robbie.
I heard, yeah.
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 All right, next movie.
You don't mess with the Zohan.
That's yours.
I love Zohan, bro. Andrew picked it.
I picked it because I love Zohan. Yeah,
I was like, you motherfucker.
That's
the look I'm going through it for is Israeli counterterrorist. Which is also hilarious how fucking relevant it is in the climate we are. Yeah. You just need to get along. Zohan is amazing. I just thought it was so good that he was just mashing all the grandmas. Yeah. And it's like, fizzy bubbly.
Yeah. Fizzy bubbly, yeah.
I just want to make everybody silky smooth.
And Nick Swartzen's in it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Michael, you don't. What do you not like? You don't like your mom to be happy, Michael? Huh? Look at her, she's glowing.
That's good.
Yeah, disco, good. disco, good.
Yeah. Shit, dude.
That movie's awesome, dude. That's a, fuck, man. That's like an A movie for me, but I think we could put it in B.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Okay.
All right.
Zohan in B.
B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because of the competition.
Yeah, just right now. I would move it up, but we'll figure it out at the end. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Semi-pro.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Okay. That was like
Tropics.
If you're a basketball like fan too, it's just.
I feel like we talked about this one too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
in an earlier episode.
Woody Harrelson comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they trade him for the washing machine.
Yeah. Rob Corddry is in it too, and Woody Harrelson keeps fucking his wife, and he's like, "Yes."
Yeah. Oh, was it his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wants. He's like.
He's a huge fan.
He's a big fan.
My name's, I have your jersey. Yeah. I'm you.
Yeah.
I would like if he didn't wear my jersey.
Yeah.
And Andre 3000 was in it too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Holy yeah.
Coffee Black.
Yeah. But that one I can we can put a C tier or a C or D.
C or D. What do you think?
I was gonna say C.
C for now.
C for now.
Yeah. Okay. So my pro.
Anchorman.
Speaking. Fuck, man. That's like an A tier or S tier, bro. Like Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, you have Steve Carell's like fucking amazing debut into like I know he's been in other films, but like that was like that, and then that got him 40-Year-Old Virgin, right?
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn was in that too.
Vince Vaughn was in it, yeah. So many, what, they were all in
yeah,
it.
They're dude. All in it. Yeah, the whole team.
Dude, that's like
one Jack of Black was in it too.
Jack Black was in it, yeah.
The burrito. Yeah.
Who was on the Spanish speaking radio station? Ben that's Stiller, Ben Stiller, bro. Right?
He's Stiller, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the best fight damn. Scene ever. Yeah.
Fuck, let me see the list then.
Dude, that's S tier, bro. Anchorman. It's the best city. San Diego. Yeah. It means a whale's vagina. All right, Anchorman's taking S.
Mm-hmm.
Down two Will Ferrell movies up there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Let's finish it off with three more. So.
You want to just give us the three?
Yeah. Yeah, give us three.
Okay. Eight Crazy Nights, Tenacious D, and then we were talking about it, Old School.
Oh, fuck.
Eight Crazy Nights got to be D for me.
D for you.
It's hilarious, and you do the best Whitey in the world.
Yeah, every time I go to the mall, I always get free donuts, but I got diabetes, so I only get the sugar-free donuts.
You are the best yeah. Whitey for sure, 100%. He's such a dick in that one, too.
Yeah. Davey Stone was one of the best shooters in his league. He once made a return comeback game. Everybody talked about it 30 years later, but now he's an alcoholic and he can't play anymore.
I feel so bad when he like houses him and goes in the house. He has a little rose and they have that song for him about like not fucking
that's
shit up.
That's a technical foul. Yeah. A technical foul.
Han actually loves that song.
Dude, that's yeah. so good. Yeah, that's so good. Holy shit.
Because that's another movie I took my dad to watch because he hates
that. Fuck your dad, bro.
Mr. D's and A Crazy Dad.
Crazy Nights. Okay. Damn, dude.
Yeah. So that's fine. D is fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a holiday.
And then
movie
you said
Tenacious D. That one is.
Tenacious D takes over Rush Hour for me. A lot of these.
Where's Rush Hour?
C tier.
I think like Tenacious D is like for me up here, but I could definitely move it like C tier. What do you think? Tanakh?
I can knock that semi pro.
KG? Kyle Gass? The KG Project?
Okay, first let's do Old School because we know that's like S tier, A tier for sure.
Old School?
Old school?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. It's hard. So,
what do you think? Why? What would you think? B tier?
Well,
I can negotiate a B tier. But it has to be top, dude. That's one of Will Ferrell's best, too.
But Talladega Nights is in B tier, too.
That's, yeah. I would like to keep that there if possible. That's just me, though. That's just my personal preference. But Yes Man is there, too.
Funny, bro. Maybe
Old School is funny.
Like,
I could maybe say C tier.
Yeah, I could see C tier for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe, dude, I know this sounds bad, but I would probably put Super Troopers down in D.
I'm cool with
and
Super
move,
Troopers in D.
Let's do it.
Move Old School there.
Okay.
And wait, where are we putting Tenacious D?
Tanakh is in a C.
C tier. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Tenacious D is got to be my favorite Jack Black movie. Because it also wasn't even successful when it came out. But it became like such a cult movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like Napoleon.
And it's like cool because Tenacious D, the band that Jack Black created, existed before he was even an actor.
That was his
personal
band?
That's his actual band.
Oh, yeah. for sure.
So isn't that sick, dude?
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Shit.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought you would love, there's a song that reminds me the most of you is the.
You told me the.
The Supreme. Where they're like, Supreme, gonna come 1, 2, 3, Supreme.
That dude, when I first
gonna
saw
come
movie,
1, 2, 3,
yeah,
and a burrito Supreme, and a chicken Supreme, Supreme.
It's a great movie, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Master Exploder, when he's like singing super high, and yeah, and he's like,
yeah.
He's like, sorry, because he blows his mind. He didn't mean to blow his mind.
Ben Stiller's in it too.
Dude, yeah. Ben Stiller in that movie guitar. Is so fucking yeah. funny. Like, that's what I mean. His roles are
guitar
so
center.
Good.
Yeah.
He's the guitar center, dude. And he's like, and when he points, he's like, he has his tattoos. He's like, this way. And he's like, doing, all, way, like, yeah. doing all this rocker shit. It's so dumb. What do you mean? Hey, shut the fuck up. There's a pick. He's like, the pick. He's a lighter. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, there's a light switch. Yeah. Right? He's like, Ben Stiller's like super pissed.
Yeah.
so good. That's also like a bromance movie too.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Me and my buddy used to play like a Kickapoo. I actually went to Kickapoo. I didn't know that was in like Yucca Valley, like area, Joshua Tree.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you know that? I was fucking laughing. So I started playing Tenacious D music while I was driving around there.
Yeah.
Long as fucking time I'm going to go Kickapoo and live a humble family.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That great songs. Mm-hmm. Jack Black kills it.
Yeah.
KG is hilarious. The pizza man that's obsessed with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think in the movies, in the Supremes song, too, he's like, he's listening to it, he's like, Supreme, he's like, like in the background. It's just so dumb. I think as a musician and someone who, like, loved playing music and loved the metal.
Every rock person, like, probably just
fucking loved it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it's funny because it's like, so, everyone's just like, if you play metal music, you're satanic, you know, just that stupid stigma. So it's like really funny that they had the battle with
Satan.
Yeah, Satan and everything. And then he's like, Cage. He's like, you can take Cage back to hell. He's like, what? He's like, he's going to rape you, man. He's going to fill you with mayonnaise. Yeah. Dude, I could sing all those songs. I love them all. They're so fucking funny.
We'll have a special edition where August sings all the songs.
Patreon.
Patreon.
With Jack Black.
All right, so for the S tier, we have Step Brothers, Pineapple Express, Ace Ventura, Hot Rod, Tropic Thunder, and last but not least, Anchorman. And for the A tier, we put Happy Gilmore, Zoolander, Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory.
I Love You, Man. Scary Movie Trilogy and Idiocracy. And for the B tier, we put White Chicks, Superbad, Crazy Stupid Love, Talladega Nights, Yes Man, and You Don't Mess with the Zoha. I like the B
tier. B tier is really good. B tier. Right? I'm like, do we fuck up? There's some pretty good ones in B tier.
And the C tier, we put Rush Hour, Mr. Deeds, Old School. Which one's this one?
Which one? Where are we at? Oh, Ridiculous 6.
Oh, Ridiculous 6. Role Models and Tenacious D. That one's a good one, too. And for our D list, we put...
If you still like the C and D tier movies.
The Big Lebowski, Ear One, Dodgeball, 8 Crazy Nights, Semi-Pro, and Super Troopers. And for all the Super Trooper fans, they're going to be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
They put that on the team,
but Super Troopers is great, but I don't think it's going to stack against like Step Brothers.
These are some good movies, though, for sure.
You got any honorable mentions that we want to talk about right before the end?
So some of the honorable mentions that we had in here were...
You know what one I really wanted? Fucking Enter the Fist, bro.
Oh, yeah. Kung Pao. Enter the Fist. That's what he's saying.
I forgot, bro.
Honorable mention? Damn.
Kung Pao would be like... Dude, that's A tier for me. Yeah, A tier. Easy. Knock Scary Movie out quick.
Yeah. That would knock Scary Movie out quick.
You want some nuts with that?
That's a lot of nuts.
Yeah. You want some fries with that?
Ling those curly cues on your face are driving me crazy.
Birdie.
Birdie.
Tiger.
Tinker. Tinker. Betty. I'm Betty.
Dude, I remember I borrowed that from Blockbuster.
I watched that so much. Yeah, dude.
I borrowed it all the time from Blockbuster, dude. That was so fucking good.
Genius. Yeah. Genius movie.
Yeah.
That's the honorable mention.
There we go.
Honorable mention for sure.
Kung Pao.
Yeah, Kung Pao to the Fist. Ah, so good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, so good. Yeah, man. Do you want to close this out?
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. So that was our episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Please continue to watch our episodes and listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube and TikTok. And we'll see you next time. Shout out to Connor and June for always being our dedicated loyal fans.
Yes.
All right, guys. Have a good night. We'll see you next episode.
Peace.